Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This drive starts at the 21, down by four. Hand off to Henry, and he gets it punched out. It's recovered by DJ Reed. Knocked out on the play by Aiden Hutchinson. And it's yet another fumble for Derrick Henry.
Joe Buck, last night, Detroit 38, Baltimore 30. Heavyweight bout. Good stuff. Last night, you wanted a fun Monday night game. You got it.
Big time, yep.
Baltimore, I mean, this is probably too harsh, blows it. Detroit was really good. Detroit would, you know, they did anything they wanted on offense, fourth downs, run pass. I mean, very impressive. Ravens, a lot of highlights, but in the end, here we are again. Good team. Takes them down 1-2. Baltimore at 1-2 at Kansas City at 1-2. Baltimore is a slight road favorite. What do you think?
I think the way both teams look right now, I might go looking for an alternative line and take Baltimore like -7 or something. I think Baltimore might be down on them because they screwed up a couple times last night. Henry's fumble again, that whole goal line sequence that we talked about during the power rankings that ends with Jackson fumbling it back to like their 20-yard line or excuse me, the Detroit 20-yard line. But I still think the form they're in, they look still like a more dangerous team than the Chiefs to me. And I don't know that the Chiefs are capable of exploiting without Rice and Worthy still. We'll see. Maybe Worthy will have more of a chance this week because it's been sort of like right up to the weekend the last couple weeks. So maybe he gets back. Either way, I don't think there's enough to threaten. I don't think they can do even what the Bills did to Baltimore or what Detroit did last night. They can't run the ball, Kansas City, so they're not going to be able to control the game that way. And I don't know, I don't think the Chiefs can threaten them offensively the way that Detroit and Buffalo did. So I would like Baltimore in the game.
I just have a tough time detaching from what has become, I think, part of the Ravens rep, which is that as good as they might be, and they're everybody's favorite, you know, like every year, this is a great team, you know, Super Bowl pick,
best roster
like that,
in football,
all
that
of that,
of
you know, like
yep.
With the Eagles, like they get that kind of credit, analytics department, you know, roster construction, they always get all the credit. But maybe it's just too close to last night and, or even week one, but I've seen them go to Kansas City before. They lost in overtime once. I mean, it's just the playoff game was in Baltimore. I'm having a tough time getting past this one big mistake or two or three they make that the Chiefs, you know, really don't make. The Chiefs right now they're just not really functional on offense. But it's not like they're giving away points.
They're still careful. Yeah.
Yeah, they're smart. I mean, they're not they beat the Giants because they avoided this. I mean, the Giants weren't good and the Chiefs weren't that good, but they got through the game winning because they didn't give the Giants, you know, free points, right? They didn't mess it up. And I just kind of feel like Baltimore is having a tough time avoiding that. So I'm not ready to just pick Baltimore yet because I think it's interesting that they're favored. They already were. And I wondered how last night might affect that. Because I think if there's, not to get in, make it a betting point, but I feel like right now the public is seeing the Ravens the way I am. This idea that they blow the most leads, you know, they have the most leads. What happened in Buffalo, that they're just sort of a team that's vulnerable when they're ahead. And then last night, what do you see from last night's game? You might see Montgomery running wild. You might see Jackson, you know, floundering on that fourth and one. I don't know why they needed to rush that. I tweeted this, and maybe this can be debated. Henry gets stopped three plays in a row at the one. The third down play is a toss sweep to the near side, and they get him. And then the Ravens rush to the line.
Yeah.
For fourth down, and it's a disaster.
That whole sequence was like that. They got a lot of credit for catching the Bills. This came up not super in-depth on our show, but I know I mentioned it because I watched like a long film study from Joe Marino on the opener, and he pointed out a couple different times how the Ravens are just ready to go quickly, and Bernard is still gesturing at people and not even where he really wants to end up. He's trying to get everyone else lined up, and so they were effective with quick snaps, not letting the defense get settled in, and I think they tried to capitalize on that again, and maybe it did them in.
An example of that was shown last night.
Yeah, they were talking about it on the broadcast for sure.
When they were showing how Gibbs and Henry were the two fastest running backs to the line of scrimmage, the highlight, which they stopped at the point Henry reached the line of scrimmage against the Bills, was this. And you see Bernard, number 8, sort of like pointing off to the side when the Ravens mm-hmm. snapped the ball.
Right.
So you saw an example of that shown in last night's game. If you have room for a dumb generalization on these teams too, the Ravens and the Chiefs, not in terms of like who will beat the other. But we talked about Kansas City yesterday, and I think there's a lot of tension. It looks like, I'm generalizing, I say all the time how you got 53 players and 30 coaches and everybody else. You don't want to just sort of lump everybody in on what you see from the head coach or what you see from the quarterback. But Kansas City is giving off, like there's tension there. Through Kelce or through Mahomes, mm-hmm. Mahomes and Kelce, Reed and Kelce, they look like they know. They look like a team you would sort of stereotype to think knows, okay, well, they feel it. You know, they might feel like their time is up.
Right.
And it's week 3, and you've got Reed bodying Kelce, and you've got Mahomes pointing to, like, go, oh, you should be over there. You know, just sort of like, why? Think of the Bills for this. What do you ever get from the Bills in this area?
Yeah, at most, you get like you pointing out that Allen didn't talk to McDermott during a timeout or something.
Which is
nothing last compared year, to this stuff, right?
And there's none of that right now.
Right.
You used to get Allen would make a face when McDermott would send the punter on 4th-and-3 or something, and you'd get Allen would show... But that's like a long time ago. Like they're not even punting on 4th-and-3 anymore. They never need to punt. They're playing the Saints. They will not need. They should put the punter in the press box for this game just to sort of flaunt it. No, I mean the Chiefs are giving off.
Yeah,
you know they win the game, and I think most of the reaction to their win is like it's not any better.
Right.
And then you have Baltimore. I think there's this with Jackson and Henry a little bit. Where, like, Henry's not on the field after his fumble, and I feel like they come off like they're sometimes not on the same page at all, which doesn't have to matter. You know, it's sports, and I've heard every example, like, how this kind of thing can be just sort of a lie.
Yeah.
But I think both teams, again, I preface this by saying I was careful to. This is probably a dumb generalization. Maybe I'm even biased, but I think both teams look like they can feel the pressure. And look, they're both 1-2. They're both used to winning constantly. The Chiefs have rings. The Ravens have dominated in the regular season. And they're both 1-2, and they're playing each other. They know that it's tough right now.
I think Henry's reaction to his fumbles is is pretty interesting.
Yes.
And look, it might be one of these things where there's no right answer, right? I mean, you're fumbling. You're fumbling twice in three games in the fourth quarter, deep in your own territory. I mean, you are giving the other team points, right? Which is like the opposite of what you're there for. If it's late in the game, you might be like against the Bills. It's like time to ice the game. 4 minute offense. Go just run it down their throats, and he loses the ball. Not the same situation yesterday, but still close game. And you're putting it on the ground like that, and he's talking like, I can't understand what's happening. It's a point of emphasis for me. He sounds really frazzled and put out by it. And look, that's not you. The alternative is what? He sits at his locker and says, it's just dumb luck. Which one's closer to probably right? Probably the dumb luck explanation, but he probably gets roasted, and maybe he knows that if he says it's dumb luck. So it's all, I got to dig in and concentrate and all this sort of stuff. And he's just in a terrible stretch. But I don't know that he's like, protect the ball. A guy comes from behind him and punches it out. A guy that was like upfield going after Lamar Jackson and just comes back and from the blind side. Like, it's not like Henry's carrying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The ball with one hand out in the open or something, it's tucked in there. It's just a perfect punch that gets it out, and like that's a great play by Hutchinson. And Henry's over here like, I gotta try harder. I don't know, dude. Like, I think you gotta just roll with it.
I maybe, but I think this is the kind of thing that can happen when you're putting more of your energy. Listen to me now. I have no idea what he's thinking. But you're getting older. It's all harder. He's not having 2 weeks in a row. He's not doing it. He's not accomplishing anything. Couldn't even score from the one. Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Like,
that was tough.
Plus, there was a pass attempt. He's done that little jump pass before that seems to always work, but he didn't work in this game. It was a different kind of play. Still, he is struggling.
The way he flung himself on the bench after the fumble even was kind of like, I don't know, telling, ridiculous. It was just weird.
Here's the thing, and I want to bring this up with Ross Tucker in like 20 minutes. We know, well, by the way, we know that you can't always win the close games, and here are the Chiefs losing close games. And we also know that running backs get old, and you don't want to have you didn't want to give James Cook a contract, and he's like 26, right? Because why? By the time he's 28, it's maybe over. And here's Derrick Henry, and here's Saquon Barkley, and whoever else you want for this. Last year was an incredible year in this way. That they're just like telling you, nope, that's not true of me. It's not true of Derrick Henry. Week one happened. I've got Lebatard. Like, I guess Derrick Henry's the exception. I guess the Chiefs are the exception for close games. No, they're not. I guess Derrick Henry's the exception. No, he's not. There is no exception. It happens. And you never know when it's going to happen. And look, I mean, he ran for 20 yards against the Browns and 20 yards last night except for the one run. And that was right away.
Yeah.
In the game.
And even still, it was only 50 with that run in.
It was 57.
It's not a good day at all.
So I don't really want to bet against him. Saying that, I've been avoiding him in drafts mostly for 5 years and getting punished.
Torched, right.
But it will happen. You know, like this, did you want the Bills to sign Derrick Henry a year ago?
No.
I didn't. Would they have won last year? The Ravens didn't. I mean, it's hard to win. But I couldn't sort of block that thought out last night because I'm waiting for years. Nothing against the guy. The guy's amazing. He's an all-timer. But come on, one of these days, he's not the nobody can be the exception. Everybody's on a different age curve, but he just, it's tons of volume. Barkley had, I'm making them the same point. Barkley had 400 touches last year. Oh, whatever. It's the Eagles. It's Saquon. 3.3 yards per carry for Philadelphia in three games. I don't know. It's coming. It comes when it comes.
Yep.
You might have that here with
it especially
with
comes. I don't have this locked down, but the Barkley thing was forecast by probably people in your fantasy space. The number of touches, the number of yards, leading rusher in the league type stuff year over year. Like the year after they have that year, there's like some consistent precipitous drop off. Whether it's just coincidence seems dubious. You know, yep. Wear and tear just physically is the guy what he was at the beginning of last year after all of that work at this age. It's hard.
Ross Tucker at 4 will talk to him about this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.